Good day, everyone. Welcome back to the 23 Podcast, wherever you are, whenever you are listening. Thank you so much for making us part of your day today. My name is Parker Kern, here as most of the time with my good friend, our pastor, Father Jeff Macbeth. Father, what's up?
Oh, I don't think a whole lot. We're just marching through the summer here.
Marching through.
I know.
The summer.
So, yeah, we've had some weddings. And
we have. Not as much as last year.
Right. But yeah, we have some in July here. So, yeah, it's good. And just, you know, we're still getting ready for the fall family faith formation, which you might still be able to, register at this point. So
cost is free this year still?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, well, it's, you know, people have already invested.
Well, right.
So but, that's what we figure.
Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah. And then all that for sacraments, confirmation, all those kind of things, OCIA. So if you're, if you've been thinking about, if you're listening and you're here in the parish, you've been thinking about becoming Catholic, get with Sister Anne Mary, and she'd love to have a conversation.
Is she the new head of OCIA?
Kicking up, yep. You know, with Deacon Tom going on senior status.
Very cool.
So we felt like that was the time to pass the torch.
Sam.
You know, and as our adult faith formation person, she was...
makes sense, right?
Yeah, she was really excited about the opportunity to do that with the team and everything. And,
beautiful.
Beautiful. So, yeah. Yeah, we're looking forward to that. So that's kind of what's been going
what's brewing.
And then next week I'll be just being in the Encounter Conference, which I like to go to every year. Just kind of a good little shot in the arm with hearing some good talks and good prayer experiences, worship, all that kind of stuff. And it's nice. It's right here in Toledo. It used to be in Grand Rapids, Michigan, so I don't need to pay for a hotel. So, but yeah, it's just do my thing, you.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, folks, we got to confess, we're recording this early because if you're listening to this on drop day, I'm in Milwaukee. So
that means Great River.
It does?
I learned that from Alice Cooper's cameo appearance in Wayne's World, the movie.
Well, another one I need to watch. I need to watch these movies. I don't have time. I
tried to find the one that you recommended to me, but it's like not on any of the streaming platforms that I have.
What was it?
Snakes on the...
Oh, Snakes on a Plane?
On a Plane.
Oh, dear. Oh, man. Do you have cable?
Like cable?
Do you get like TNT?
I don't know that I do.
Oh, okay.
It might be one of the channels. I have like certain channels I have like 15 channels I can pick from.
Okay. Well, yeah. I think if you get TNT, it's on there like every couple weeks.
Well,
I just see it on the TV guide and, you know, I seem like, oh, it's Snakes on a Plane's on again. So it might be in the middle of the night, but, you know.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Record it or something. Yeah. So, no, but, no, really excited to go to Milwaukee next week. We're recording early.
AKA now.
Yeah, that's right. So if you're listening now, I'm probably just coming back. So pray for safe travels home, and provided we got there safely. But looking forward to just getting away for a couple days. You know, we did this is our first vacation really since, like, other than the honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
So looking forward to that. And, you know, of course, we had to pack in a Dodgers game. So, because I'm a big fan of the Dodgers.
Are they playing the Brewers?
Yes, they are at American Family Field. So that'll be my 10th park.
Whoa.
My 10th park and out of 30. And my goal is to see all 30 by the time I'm dead.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't really know why, but I was looking the other day. I'm like, that'll be my 10th.
Yeah. Some people do that.
Yeah. I don't know. So it'll be fun. And then, speaking of brewing, we're going to the Miller Brewery. So
there you go.
That'll be great. And then
it's no St. Arnold's, but.
Oh, no, but it should be cool. So,
yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, several coffee shops, some markets, things like that. Just poke around, see different, you know, see different churches, see what they're doing there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, architecture. I always like looking at the architecture of, like, different Catholic church. I remember I was in Phoenix one time with my parents many years ago and, you know, went to Mass. And it was this really cool church we went to. And it was, like, you know, the architecture out west. It's, especially in Phoenix, it was very, it's not what we have here.
Sure.
But it was very beautiful. So, I'm kind of a fan of.
Yeah, apparently the cathedral in Milwaukee, there was a lot of controversy, like, back in the 90s when they renovated it.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I'll go check it out.
Yeah.
I'll make sure everything's all right for you. But But yeah, so just nice little, you know, summer getaway, I guess.
Yeah.
So look forward to it for a couple months totally. Now. And it's kind of the highlight of the summer, really. So,
sure.
So that's what I'm up to.
Excellent.
But, yeah.
Yeah, hope it's a nice little getaway for you.
I do as well. Thank you. I appreciate that. It should be fun. So we'll just see what there is to see in Milwaukee.
Nice. Right? Yeah. I don't know if I've ever been.
Well, you might. I might come back and say it's the greatest. You got to go.
That's right.
I'm sure you can find it.
It's the new Iceland.
Oh, yeah.
It's the place where everyone's going to be.
There's probably a Catholic conference there every couple of years. I mean, you could probably find something. I mean, even if you just wanted to go on a little getaway yourself or with your buddies, I mean, you could. It's really not that bad of a drive. I mean, we're driving.
It's like north of Chicago, right?
Yeah, it's like an hour and a half. I mean, I was actually having lunch with somebody today, and we had inadvertently told them that we were going to Milwaukee, and apparently there's this country music festival that's going on when we're there. I'm glad the guy told me, because parking and stuff would be crazy. So now we can plan. But it's like going from Toledo to Detroit, from Chicago to Milwaukee. Uh-huh. It's like about an hour. So
right. Yeah, yeah, we think of Chicago as being close, but Wisconsin is being like a million miles away.
Right. Yeah. And of course, we're like 2 hours out of Lambeau in Milwaukee, and I'm like, can we go? You know, but I don't know if we'll make it to Lambeau.
Yeah. I think, the state kind of opens up past then.
It gets a little bigger.
It gets big.
Yeah.
It gets bigger.
Yeah, it just kind of, on the map and stuff. So, but excited. So it's only like 5.5 hours. So
yeah, nice.
I'll binge our podcast for a little while.
Whoa.
Listen to some old episodes.
Yeah, I like how you couldn't say that without laughing.
Yeah, probably. So. Well, I mean, I know what happens in all of them, so exactly. I don't really need to listen back. You know?
We were there.
I was there, yeah.
That's right.
But probably some Taylor Swift in the car.
Yeah, bless you.
Then some some classic country music. Probably switch about halfway. So we'll see, but it should be good.
Yeah, do you have like the rule, like who's driving gets to pick the music?
Usually it's actually, we do it the passenger.
Whoa.
Yeah, because the driver's kind of, I mean, they're focused on the road anyway, so it's not like they should, you know.
See, I figured, if there's something I can pay attention, like sing along to it, like
it helps you to
like stay awake, cope, and stuff like that.
I don't know. I think we're gonna do like, I mean, probably two and a half. Marissa's a really good driver. She's a very good driver. So, I mean, not that she wouldn't be,
right?
But sometimes people don't have an even split, but we do an even split. We're taking her car because it's bigger than mine, and got more room for stuff, but all my Dodgers gear. Did I ever tell you
you're gonna come fully equipped?
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I have to provide her a jersey as well.
Oh yeah, true.
Because we're going in support of the Dodgers, and right. I'm like, you can't just show up wearing an American Eagle. Like you gotta, you gotta do it up. I mean, you gotta wear the. But the funniest part about Dodgers is I treated my family to a spring training game, and Marissa was there, and she goes, Otani's coming up to bat. Otani's coming up to the Shohei Otani, the superstar. Mm-hmm. He strikes out 3 times.
Whoa.
She goes, they paid $700 million for this guy?
Achcha.
And then you could just see fans turning their heads in anger. And I'm like, you're going to get us kicked out and beat up over this. So good old, So I'm like, you can't
really,
say that again.
An unfair question, though? Like, come on.
I would agree. I mean, I think that's a little excessive for
anybody. Although it was spring training. He was getting the kinks worked out, maybe.
Right. But I, Yeah, I agreed with the statement, but not with the delivery.
Right. Sometimes you got to read the room.
Or read the stadium, or read the fact that there's a bunch of rabid Otani fans in front of you, and they would literally lay somebody out for him. So
yeah. Well.
Anyways, so Father, on that note.
Yeah. Talk about the Good Samaritan.
No kidding. Yeah, I just was like, just let us live, please. 15th Sunday.
Yeah.
15th in Sunday. OT. Back to green
OT.
Again.
Yeah. Overtime. So this is Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. So it's one of those. Well, the first part is, is the great commandment, which we hear other places. And then the second part, is that the Good Samaritan, which is only found in Luke. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers, and as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, they stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But when a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight, he approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise."
I always love when Jesus quizzes people with one of those perplexing parables, you know? It's like one of those extended response questions on a math test,
mm-hmm.
except it's God. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, you know, of course, Jesus teaches in parables to allow the opportunity for people to either get it or not get it.
Yeah.
Although, so it's interesting that he asked, you know, directly, you know, rather than just leaving it hang, like, "Hey, so which of these 3 was
right.
Was neighbor?"
He like Dora the Explorer did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just, what do you think?
Yep.
Boots. Yeah.
So, yeah. Of course, you know, the scholar was trying to test him. You know, like he wasn't really. Curious.
No,
he wasn't really looking for solid advice.
Yeah, he just wanted to see what he would do.
Yeah, and he knew, I mean, he knew the quote-unquote the right answer, you know, love the Lord your God by your mind, heart, soul, strength, your neighbor as yourself. But, you know, knowing the right answer and doing the right thing are like two different things,
Ugh, yeah.
You know, which is, you know, then the second part, you know, of the passage we have with that parable of the Good Samaritan. Who had been enemies, you know, with the people of Israel. They didn't like them at all. So it's even interesting when Jesus said, you know, who is neighbor? He said the one who traveled with, treated him with mercy. He didn't say, oh, it's the Samaritan. Like maybe he couldn't even say the word,
mm-hmm.
you know? It's kind of wild. And so, right, doing the right thing, not just sort of having good feelings. This is part of the convicting thing. Like not just having good feelings, or the right feelings for someone,
yeah.
But like doing something about it, you know, which is a lot tougher, a lot more challenging,
yeah.
And calls us out of ourselves, and sometimes we fail at that, and all those kind of things. That's why it's good to have that reminder.
Yeah, he's talking to us. I mean, it's great to know. I remember like going back to math tests, like when you're doing all these calculations, and it's a multiple choice test. And the answer is like 647, but you get 652. And you're like, well, none of the answers otherwise are close. So I'm just going to put this one and hope it's right. And, you know, whether it's right or not is, you know, usually remains to be seen. But the point is that sometimes maybe we, even if we know the right answer, sometimes we think we know the right answer, but we, you know, it's tougher for us to really go through and follow through with it. Like for me, it would be a lot easier for me to just take that and go, yep, it's answer B, 651, even though my calculator said 647, instead of going back and trying to follow through and get that correct answer, whether it's the answer that was very adjacent to it or if it was a completely different answer, right? So I think that's sort of the same thing holds for us, you know, in our life of discipleship, that it might, like you said, it might not always be easy for us. And that might be exactly what you know, God wants us to do, is to really think twice about it, sort of like Jesus made the scholar do, and then he sort of maybe even tested him a little bit by, like you said at the end, sort of like, who was the one? And then he couldn't even say the guy's name. So maybe mm-hmm. he was trying to test him as well and say, like, is he gonna do it? You know? So there's a lot of interesting topics in this passage that we can really take away. I mean, even what he says at the beginning, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. I read that upside down. You should be impressed.
Yeah, I was super impressed.
Well, thank you. But the point is that that's a great, and that's not just a, you know, Pinterest quote.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that we should take into our soul and internalize and live.
Yeah, otherwise it's, oh, that's really nice.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
And I believe that in theory, yeah. You know, or anyone can like memorize Ten Commandments, Beatitudes, right. Like whatever you want, but like, are we living that?
Exactly. And that circles back to the whole passage. It's one thing to know it, but it's another thing to do it.
Yeah. Especially with, you know, the Samaritan, the one who was different, the one who was the enemy, you know, can we still do the same, you know, with those we don't agree with, struggle with, don't like, you know, all those, as Jesus tells elsewhere, if you love those who love you, like, what's that? Like, that's nothing, you know?
Yeah.
It's, it takes it to a deeper level, right? When we're looking to those who we wouldn't, maybe as naturally put ourselves out there for. And the Samaritan put himself out there, you know, he used whatever he had. He took the time. He's like, you know, here's some money. I'll come back and you'll pay more. You know, he kind of washed the wounds and like all these, like he really took care of the guy, in so many ways, which is really, it's really great.
And we're also called to do that too. Like even within the parable, we're called to do that for others.
Yeah.
Right. And we do that every week. And as we know, I mean, again, this summer we've seen so many great projects happen around this campus and so many great external ministries that we do here. And that would not be the case if not for, you know, everyone really applying, you know, mercy toward others and showing that compassion and showing that generosity. In many ways.
I think a big part of this passage is not just to live this, but to receive it, especially from the Lord, really over really centuries. You know, of course, we should probably put ourselves in the place of the Good Samaritan, but also recognize, as so many have, that, you know, we're the victim of the robbers. We're the one, like, beaten up and in the ditch. You know, and Jesus is the Good Samaritan. He's the one that comes and picks us up, and you know, we have like wine and oil. It's like the sacraments.
Yeah,
you know, takes them into the inn. It's like the church. Yeah. You know, we're on the to marvel at the we're on the receiving end.
Right,
maybe have been in particular in certain times in life, or maybe we'll be in the future, but. You know, the Lord is taking care of us.
Yes.
You know, as well as just besides our call to take care of others, you know, to be mindful of that as well and to praise God for that as well.
For sure. Yeah. Every day is a gift. Like I said last week, you know, you wake up every day, you should be grateful. You know, I used to have a teacher that said you only get enough grace for one day.
Hmm.
And you know, whether that's true or not, I don't know. But it was just kind of an interesting thought. Like every day is really a new day. I mean, you get a new opportunity from God, a new gift, because, you know, he puts the air in our lungs and helps us to move and go and do all the things that we do every day. But nothing's possible without God. So we should always praise and thank him for that. And like you said, praise and thank him for, you know, cleaning us all up and taking us into the church and, you know, doing what we do. And, but ultimately for his sacrifice to us,
yeah.
and you know, really saving us eternally now, from what we would have been.
Yeah. Yep. And of course, you know, the church has these works of mercy, you know, the seven corporal works of mercy, seven spiritual works of mercy. And that's a good day to recall, you know, those as well, the different ways that we, you know, are called to show mercy to others, you know, and their physical life, with their hungry, cold, you know, whatnot, or their spiritual life too. Are they struggling with something? You know, they need do we need to help guide, teach, encourage, you know, those kind of things are good for us to remember.
For sure. Yeah, sort of like we talked about, you know, last week, just being open and understanding that, you know, there might be an opportunity for us to do something, and it's sort of our job to take it and live it out. But again, like you said, we shouldn't just listen to this. There shouldn't be just listening to this. And for all gospels, really, for all readings, for every the whole mass, really, right. Shouldn't just be like, all right, you know, like a podcast, you know, on your drive to Milwaukee. Right. You shouldn't just, okay, great, I heard it. Right. Now it's over.
Right.
You know, it should be like really received, and right. We receive the body of Christ every time we come to mass. So likewise, we should receive the word of God, because it's not, you know, like when you go to dinner, it's all well and good. Like, sure, you eat the food, but also you usually have a nice conversation. Like, it's not just, I mean, imagine a dinner where you're just sitting there and not talking, and then all of a sudden the food comes and you eat, and then you just get up and leave, right? It's incomplete. And likewise, if you're hungry and you're sitting down at the dinner table and there's no food, you're going to get hangry, and the conversation's eventually going to derail itself, right? And at Mass, we have sort of the benefit of having both. We have the liturgy of the word, and we have the liturgy of the Eucharist. So we get the words, but it's our job to receive the words and hear the words and apply the words. And then we get fed spiritually and literally, as Father Rose would say, on the molecular level, we sometimes get we fed spiritually as well through the body of Christ. So all in all, you know, it really should be something that is not just heard, but we should say heard in a way that we go, yeah, heard, right? Like a, you know, like sometimes when you say, yeah, you say heard, right? Mm. But that means, yes, I got it. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, I understand it and I'm going to live it out.
Yeah. I like your image too of the restaurant. Like usually when you...
That's just because I'm hungry.
Right. But right, you don't just sort of like ignore the fact that food was just put in front of you. You're usually like, whoa, that looks really good.
Yeah.
You know, especially if it's some kind of nice presentation, like you appreciate it, and you do like more actively receive it. You're like, oh, can't wait to dig into this. I'm gonna enjoy this.
Yeah.
You know, there's an intentionality that's there.
Right. And we should all have that same intentionality around the body of Christ. I would say even more.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even more than maybe the nicest meal you've ever had. Right. Because the meal that he gives saves us forever. Yeah.
Both the word and sacrament, for indeed. Sure.
All right, well, let's pray on that, Father.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I'm Holy Spirit. God, help us to receive more your love, your grace, your mercy, so as we're mindful of how that has been active in our lives, that we in turn may also go out to be a people of love and mercy, justice and graciousness for the upbuilding of your people, to let them know the healing that you've come to bring. Help us to love you with all we have and to love our neighbor as ourself. Jesus, we trust in you and love you and ask all this in your name. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Father, thanks for a great show today.
Thanks, Parker. Thanks, everyone, for listening. God bless you. Bye.